My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. Until we go down. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is returned, the Sleepy Hollow recap show. And, of course, I won't do it without her. She's been sick and waiting in the shadows like some evil demon. All the way from the VRO.com, Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hey, Mike. Yes, I have been sick, but I'm going to fight through this because we have to talk about this episode. And can I say something before we start? I know people are probably going to be like, dude, that's a really old, old, old intro.
Yes.
But you know what?
I did it on purpose.
It gives me like goosebumps, so I don't think we need to change it.
You know what? I for sure wanted to put it on there just for out of respect for Abby Mills.
Yes.
And that is why I did it. I was going to see how it kind of went because I had two to choose from. I had, you know, the old school, just the music going on and you hear the horsemen in the background, or this one. And I was like, I'm playing this one. And then I will see if Amy brings it up.
Amy's going to bring it up because Amy gets cold chills, especially when he's like, let's bring our own horsemen. And then you hear the, oh, yes.
Yeah, this is a dope intro. Whoever did it, it was dope. So yeah, we're going to be talking season four. It returned Friday night, last Friday. The episode was called Columbia on Fox. And I got my notes, and it was the season premiere. I'm sure everybody, I stayed off online. I didn't do the hashtag Sleepy Hollow. I did not want to see people going, where's that, blah, 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 blah. I didn't want to hear it.
I agree.
Didn't want to, you know what? And to be honest with you, some of these, actually, a lot of these people that are in season four, the only people I knew that was going to be, it was Crane and Jenny. I had no clue who the other actors were going to be. I didn't look. I didn't want to know. I wanted to be surprised, and I'm glad I was.
But before, so, I mean, can I just ask, what do you think of the new Jenny? I mean, not the new Jenny. Well, yeah, because she's kind of the new Jenny, too.
You mean Agent Thomas?
No, not Agent Thomas. I'm talking about the Jenny. But what do you think about the new Gabby and the new Jenny?
Okay, so who do you want to talk about? You want to talk about, what do you mean the new Jenny? Who are you talking about, the new Jenny?
The one that was in the library with the guy.
Are you talking
Alex. Yes, Alex. She's like the new Jenny.
She does not even touch Jenny. What are you talking about?
I agree, but I think that's what they're trying to do. I really hope that Jenny stays around and they just don't bring, you know, this girl into it all the time.
Oh, so it's obvious you did not like this episode.
No, I love this episode.
No.
Yes.
No, you didn't. Everybody, as soon as right before we started the show, she's like, this is going to be a short one. That means that you're not feeling it.
I know.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Before I go into my notes, because I have a feeling your notes are a lot shorter than mine. What did you like about the episode?
I really miss Abby.
Wow.
I do. I don't know. I'm not feeling the new girl.
Wow. And, I mean,
we don't even know if the new girl is the, you know, supposed to be with Crane. It's probably the freaking daughter.
It is the daughter, Molly. It is Molly.
Yeah, and see, that's just weird to me.
How is that weird?
How is she going to go out and fight demons?
We don't know what her powers, or if she's not going to have powers, or she's just like the chosen one with Eddie Murphy, the golden child. You're going to have Crane protecting, everybody's going to be protecting Molly because, who knows? I think this is kind of exciting.
Yeah, going to be protecting Molly and going to get herself killed.
It's not going to happen. Crane ain't going to die. Abby already died. It's not going to happen. Okay, so it's obvious that you did not feel this episode too much.
Not too much, but I did like the new guy.
You're talking about Jake?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. He was funny.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I see where you're at with this. All right, so let me just look at my notes here. So that's what it is. You're not feeling, you weren't feeling the premiere episode. You're not too keen about whoever the chosen one is.
That I liked about
you liked Jake.
Yes, and there's some other stuff I liked about the episode. I like that they're in DC. I like how they're bringing like the history again.
You're so reaching. You and I have been recapping this going on 4 seasons, and I know when you're lying. As soon as we get off the phone, you're going to be like, God, I hope it gets better, because if not, you might be doing this by yourself.
Whatever, I'll never leave you hanging.
Here we go. So this is what I have in my notes, real fast. I definitely missed Abby Mills in the beginning. I was like, oh, pour it out for the homie. Definitely, I really enjoyed the whole... when Crane came out of the ground and was on the runway, it reminded us of season 1, episode 1,
yeah,
when Crane comes out.
I like that.
That was cool. Definitely, I'm loving Agent Thomas. I think she's a good fit. I am a huge fan of, I don't even want to pronounce her name wrong, but Janina Gavankar. She's from True Blood. Not only is she a badass,
That's
but she's hot.
I know her.
Yes.
From.
She's dope. I think this is cool. She's not going to take crap. And we don't know, is it her or is it Molly?
Huh? I think it's Molly.
I think it's Molly. I mean, but see, when she was walking with Crane saying that her daughter fainted a couple of weeks ago and hasn't spoken, I was like, oh.
Yeah. Then I was like, yeah, that has something to do with it. But I guess I don't like it because it's like we have to teach her everything.
You don't know yet.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't. No, you
it
don't.
It feels like I'm watching season 1 again, but Abby was more like in tune with the demon stuff.
Nah. No, I don't see, because you know the thing about it is you got Crane who's experienced, you got Jenny's who's experienced, you see Jake and Alex, they know stuff, but they never like they know about battle, but they never been into battle.
Yeah.
And then you got Agent Thomas, who's, you know, she's a Marine. This is good. I am not worried at all with Crane.
Okay.
I'm not. I know you are. Let's see here. I thought
you're not worried. I'm going to take you're not worried. And it's going to work out fine.
It's going to work out fine. I thought the demon was cool.
The demon was very cool. I like how, you know, the penny is what was going to, like, kill him. Because, you know, he killed Lincoln, and Lincoln's on the penny.
I thought that was kind of fast, you know? I thought the demon was going to put up a bigger fight. But when Jenny blasted him, which was great seeing Jenny, I did not expect to see her in this episode.
I didn't either.
You know, so when the gun went off, I was like, oh, Jake must have got it, or Alex must have, you know? And then all of a sudden, Jenny, I was like, oh, yeah!
You really did like the episode, because I don't even remember their names.
Wow. but don't get me wrong. There were some rough parts. You know, like, hold on. Before I got one more thing positive that I definitely liked about it. I like this this Dreyfus guy, this evil guy. I think he's going to be...
See, I didn't like that.
I think he's going to be a good evil guy. It seems like he's going to be a smart ass, but it seems like he's dabbing in the supernatural. So he knows how to do stuff, which is going to be cool. So I'm excited about him. Plus, I like the actor. I don't remember his name, but I like him. Some of the things, that I'm not too keen about, this Agency 355, the vault... I know it's part of the FBI. I just thought it was kind of... I was wondering how they were going to bring it in, and I thought for me, I didn't like that whole, like, the going to the office, and all of a sudden, no one noticed the big, giant, two double-sided golden doors, and when they open it up, it seems like they're back in Sleepy Hollow. I don't know. I just didn't like that whole... And then these two, Jake and Alex, don't get me wrong, I'm sure they're really nice people in real life. And their characters are going to be cool. You like Jake. I just thought, how old are these people? It looks like they're just like 18, 19 years old. And they're working for the FBI. But then I started thinking maybe the FBI got them at a young age. I don't know. But still, it doesn't – they don't
They're probably
fit.
Just in their early 20s.
Yeah, but it's just not – I guess it was the whole how they introduced them into the big giant library room. And then I just – yeah, I don't know if I was feeling that. Also, I didn't feel the whole parade thing at the end of the episode. I thought it was going to be a bigger battle, but like supposedly the demon gets turned, goes crazy like catnip with the American flag. He had a whole, he had a whole parade full of people, but decided to follow Crane.
It's because Crane was singing the song.
The song made the difference?
Yes. More patriotic.
Oh my, you are, whatever. Yeah, so I mean,
the whole Hamlet thing. Yes, Hamlet is huge. Hamlet is the most biggest thing on Broadway right now, but I don't want it talked about in every gosh darn show that we watch.
Are you talking about when the guys walked by with their outfits?
Yeah,
that's what you saw.
That's what I saw.
Oh my god, you and I are on two different worlds.
Hey, in my defense, I've been drugged up on cold medicine.
I don't know. Maybe that might explain it. No, actually, I don't, because I knew from the get-go, before we even started, you're like, this is gonna be a fast one. So I already knew. So yeah, I mean, for me, it started off really good, and then it kind of, I was like, what? But I kind of was wondering how they were gonna do it for me, and then, you know, then they brought it back up, and then they see the golden child Molly at home sketching out Crane, and then next week's episode with the horsemen. I think this is...
Wait, what? Because, you know, I don't see the preview.
Oh, yeah. They show Crane, and then he's talking with the team saying that there's someone that's unleashing evil. So more evil's going to be coming, which is going to be cool. But then they show the horsemen riding down. So I'm excited.
Okay.
So, you know, it was, you know what? For a premiere episode, I was cool. I honestly wasn't wowed, but I wasn't let down. I wasn't concerned about Abby not being on there because, you know, all my
characters. I mean, it's basically a whole new cast.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when the trailer, I mean, the intro started to the show, I was like, new, good Lord. So.
Exactly. So it's, do you think that it's going to last? Do you think it's still going to have the audience that it's had?
I think so.
Because you know it was on the bubble last year.
Yeah, but you know what? I think the true fans are going to, you know, I think the true fans are going to stick with it. I think the... You know how I've always said it. I mean, if you're a true fan, up and down, you know, I mean, if you watch Game of Thrones and The Walking Dead, you know where I'm coming at. You know, so did it suck for Abby to die? Yeah, it did, but someone had to do it, and Crane couldn't because he's Sleepy Hollow, you know?
Yeah.
So, and, you know, and it's just one of those things where now I'm curious to see how they're going to do it, and I'm happy. I'm cool. I'm excited for the season. I'll tell you, when I was watching, I was like, this is a little cheesy, but at the end, when it all panned out, I was like, okay, it was a solid premiere for me at least. You didn't like it. I liked it.
It was.
Stop it.
I got choked up.
Whatever.
It was a good premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to see where they're gonna go, how they're gonna take the storyline, because I mean, are they filming in D.C. now? Because last year or last season, they moved from Wilmington to Atlanta.
I have no idea.
Are they in D.C. now?
That's above my pay grade.
Somebody tweet us and let us know.
That's above my pay grade.
But for me, it had everything that I loved about Sleepy Hollow. It was just a little weird seeing a brand new cast.
Well,
because that's what it was to me, just a totally brand new cast. Yes, we still have Jenny, we still have
it's
Crane.
It's a new chapter. Yeah, but you know what? I don't understand. It's like, come on. Like, really? I can't believe out of all the people, you're saying that because you watch a lot of shows where a lot of people die. So it's not like,
exactly.
Oh, a new Walking Dead season. It doesn't feel the same because we don't have.
I'm not like, oh my God, I can't stand this. It's like I'm watching a brand new show, and I like that.
No, but you're not.
I'm not, but it's like I am.
Stop it. You know what? I haven't missed you at all. Like
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't. All right.
Yes,
scale of 1 to 10. What do you give this episode?
I give it a 9.
Oh, you such a liar.
I do give it a 9.
Oh,
my opinion, and it gets a 9.
Gosh. Really? You sound
why
like what?
Why do I even come back?
You sound like
week?
One of those people. Is like, hey, so you have a boyfriend? Yeah, he cheats on me. He hits me, and he does all this stuff. And what are you gonna do? I'm gonna stay with him because I love him. That's what it, you ragged on
you
the episode,
know.
And then
you
ragged on the episode, and then you're like, I give it a 9, almost perfect.
Yeah. I cut his balls off, and I still
love
him.
Shut up! All right, okay. And you give it a 9. I would have given it a solid 8. That's what I would have done. And I enjoyed the episode. You did it.
No, I enjoyed the episode.
Do you want to change? Do you want to change your number?
I don't want to change anything. It's going to stay a 9. I said I enjoyed the episode. It's just there's some aspects of the show that I did not enjoy. That's why I did not get a 10. But I like, yes, it made me feel like I was watching a brand new show with two actors that I know. But I still enjoyed the episode.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is coming up Friday. We got a new episode. It's going to be Friday the 13th. And the episode is going to be called In Plain Sight. So,
and the horseman, our horseman's coming back?
Yes. That's what it showed in the commercial. And so I'm excited.
That gets me very excited.
I know. Also, big shout outs to the sleepy addicts out there. I'm kind of curious to see what they thought of it.
I know I should go get on Twitter and find out.
Yeah, hit them up and see what they thought about it. Because I know a lot of their people and their crew were like, oh, every day.
Yeah, a lot of people said they weren't going to watch.
Yeah, whatever.
We did a review show with who did we do that review show with? Because we did it quite a bit. But who was the Sleepy Hollow people?
Sleepy Addicts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it with them.
Yeah, they weren't very happy with
it. A lot of people weren't when it happened, and I remember, and I was just like. Whatever.
A lot of people didn't like us then.
I know. They probably still don't.
Because we actually enjoyed the season
finale. I really love the season finale.
It was fucking awesome.
I thought it was good. Everybody died. That was, well, you know, what's his face? The evil, what is the king guy? The god thing?
Yeah.
What's her face?
Pandora.
Died by the freaking horseman, which was awesome. I thought it was great. Abby sacrificed for everybody. Saved everybody.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It was a good episode.
Yeah. So right now we're just losing all the fans.
They hate us. That's okay. We're still going to be back next week.
We'll be back. See, the show airs on Friday night on Fox. I'm trying to convince Amy that maybe we do it on Saturdays. If not, Mondays. Correct, Omundo?
Yeah, I'm free.
Cool.
Like I said, I can't watch it. I have to watch it the next day.
Anyway. Oh, that's right. Hulu. That's right. That's right. Okay, cool. So we'll just
cut the cord, Mike. I finally cut the cord and got Hulu.
Wow. So now no TV.
No TV.
And do you like it better?
Yeah, well, my pockets like it better.
I bet it does. All right, enough of that. So, Miss Amy McCracken, if people want to find you, of course, you got a blog called thevro.com. But do you want to give anything out personally?
Yeah, we have thevro.com is my website. Do a lot of review shows there, movies, television, music, all that good stuff. If you want to personally follow me, you can follow me on Twitter. It's AmyVRO. Our Instagram, it is Amy McCracken.
Cool. And for me, my blog is iwatchmike.com. You can go there. Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. iWatchMike on Facebook. Snapchat, Mike the Movie Guy. THA Movie Guy on Snapchat. And if you jump on Good Shows, I'm going to be putting my little reviews here for Sleepy Hollow on there as well. It's an app. I'm Mike the Movie Guy on there as well. So I think that's it. So,
hey, I'm on that Good Shows too.
And you are?
Variety Radio Online.
All right, cool. All right, so that's it. I think we're done. Yeah. I enjoyed the show. Amy did not.
I gave it a 9. Mike gave it a 8.
New episode airs Friday night on Fox. Watch it, and then we'll review it. Let us know your thoughts. Hey, if you watched it too, wherever you're listening to this, feel free to leave a comment.
And yeah, I want to hear what everybody else thought.
Probably nobody's going to leave anything.
They might.
No, they're not.
They might.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. Until we go down. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father. No! No! Ah!